Hey friends, and thank you for tuning into this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. And an additional thank you for your patience. I know that this episode is a bit late. Not only are we dealing with learning how to remote record, but also, sometimes it feels like the world is on fire, and it makes editing a bit harder. But we're sweeping that all away because now we're all gathering close from some nice, good-natured escapism. I hope you're ready. Now, we aren't with our heroes this week, of course. We're with our other heroes, if that's what you could call them. And it's been a week since you've seen them. They spent a whole week in Rialton, and now they're out. This is the first half of this session, and then next week you'll get the other half of this session. And then the week after that, we are back to check in with what Zil, Griana, and Dylan are up to. But for now, I've noticed that Phoebe's been writing in her book lately. Remember that? That book that was given to her? And I don't want to be a prying eye, but curiosity can always get the best of us. So, let's tune in and see what she's been saying. And then we'll start the session.
I figured while we have some downtime, I'd try writing to you, whoever, or whatever you are, I guess. Because it's too dangerous to talk to everyone in Burnfort, so you're only half for now, even if I am writing to you in a creepy old haunted book. But a lot has happened. I mean, we left Rialton a few days back. Things got bad pretty fast, and like it didn't start out like that. I mean, I got a cat. And by get a cat, I mean I just sort of took an alley cat and decided to keep it. And I named him Cobbler after the pie he stole from us when we met. So that's nice. Oh, and we found schematics for an airship, like the one Lavinia had, which is extremely cool. And we also found the Sons of Hell, which was less extremely cool. Apparently, an ex of Gwen's ran with them. She's an engineer named Kara. She said she'd help us out and then let us into a murder trap, which I am coming to learn should be expected when Gwen hits up someone she slept with for a favor. Thankfully, no one actually got killed. But they did burn down a restaurant we really liked, the one Cobbler stole a pie from. And Gwen was also hit by a car, but now that we know she's okay, it's honestly really funny. And Kara had to leave the Sons of Hell after failing to kill us, so it seems like they're pretty hardcore about the whole murderous loyalty thing. I know it's weird to be around someone who tried to kill me and my friends less than a week ago, but all things considered, she's actually pretty chill. And now we have an engineer for the airship we're building, so frankly, I'm not complaining. Oh gosh, what else? Oh, this was weird. I saw some gold tattoos on people in the city as well, which definitely freaked me out for a second, but apparently it's just this trend this celebrity is starting. I mean, but that's weird, right? I mean, it looked a lot like the tattoo I had and then lost, and I'm not sure what to think of it yet, but maybe you know something, or or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't exist and I'm just going insane. Whatever. For now, we're just looking for more members of the Forsaken Sea and parts for the airship. So someday, we're gonna get a giant flying boat and I'll sail right into the sky and get my answers from you in person. But until then, I just have this, so I guess I'll talk to you someday, soon, hopefully. But until then, bye for now.
Though our heroes, Zil, Kai, Griana, and Dylan, have had quite the week,
yeah,
I allege that no one has had a more interesting week than the currently united members of the Forsaken Sea. I'm talking about Nyx. I'm talking about Guinevere. What's your last name?
Eärhen.
Eärhen. Guinevere Eärhen.
It's very weird. Last elvish last name. I'm so
Guinevere
sorry.
Guinevere Eärn.
And yeah, I sound like a Lord of the Rings character. I'm so sorry.
I love it. No, it's
good.
It has the fucking umlaut and an apostrophe in it. Like, I'm such an asshole. Like, why did I do that?
to me specifically.
Yeah.
Because how often do you say your own last name?
Never.
Okay. And so, yes, you all have had an interesting week in Rialton, but fortunately for you, you are not there anymore. You mm-hmm. got out just as the wanted posters went up, and now you are free sailing. Hopefully, the wanted posters don't follow you too much. Obviously, they've been posted in two of the bigger cities in Caerleon, but, you know, if you head to a small town, a moderate village, no one should care about your faces there, and that is where you're heading to. But first, I'd like to ask how you are heading. Since Rialton is home to the copper roads, which allow the cars and the motorcycles and whatnot to function, that's how you get around in Rialton. However, when you leave Rialton, something like a motorcycle is completely worthless because there's no copper roads to drive it on. So what is the mode of transportation the Forsaken Sea is taking?
I did not realize our car would not work. Oh, yep. Damn.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Could we have just, like, when I was stolen a horse and carriage? I don't know.
I was going to say, I feel like our vibe is we just find, an empty carriage and we're like, oh, good, someone left this here for us to now take.
For us specifically.
Yeah, I feel like we just stole some, rich person's horse and carriage. Because it's just three of us right now, right?
Yes, it's just the three of you right now.
Oh, well,
and
we have
our new friend.
Yes. yes, so it is the three of you right now. So is Nyx the one driving the carriage? If you just, made him the driver, is
for
that
sure.
Who he is?
Yeah, okay. He's the driver.
So Nyx is ahead. He's driving the carriage. You can't really see, because the one you had to steal was very luxe, and so it's sort of made so that the rich people don't have to look at the people they employ. So Nyx is, out of sight, out of mind right now. And then on one half of the carriage seat, we've got Guinevere, who's Jay chilling.
Yeah, my feet are kicked up, smoking some Tangleweed. Tanglefoot?
The window, Tanglefoot.
Tanglefoot.
Okay, you've got the windows cracked open. You're smoking some Tanglefoot. Beautiful.
Course. Feet up, just chilling.
And then on the other bench, we've got a much smaller Phoebe Valpip, who is sitting directly next to an equally large cat. Will you tell me about this cat?
His name is Cobbler, after the pie he stole from me moments after meeting him. He's so fat, he's so big, and he's so mean, and I would die for him.
Yes.
He's just this big-ass alley cat that we found in Rialton that Phoebe really bonded with, because everyone loves a pet when they have anxiety, so she took it.
So it's just now a de facto anxiety pet.
Emotional support cat. It.
Yes.
This is my emotional support.
This was Zill's worst nightmare, with a giant Cooper and a giant cat.
Yeah.
No, he's a big ass dark furred Maine Coon, and I think Phoebe is turned with her feet up on Gwen's feet that are on her seat next to her.
Yeah.
Also smoking some Tanglefoot.
All right.
We're just getting high while Nyx drives.
You're good with this, right?
You're good? Okay.
What a bunch of responsible bosses. So you are.
We've had a rough week, okay? I got hit by a car. I'm not feeling great.
I'm so sorry that you're not feeling great. So you are heading out of the sort of mountain range that inhabits the mountain that Rialton lives under. You're driving you're heading through the province of Aristed. Right now, right? Mm-hmm. Convenient. You are heading through it. Right now you are passing by the Rosewood Forests, which are these sort of mystical forests that aren't very welcoming to perhaps people who aren't from the Rosewood's forests. So it's very pretty, very enchanting looking. You can see just even as you're passing it, these different kinds of redwood trees, but the leaves, you'll look over and you'll swear they're all green, but then maybe you catch a glint out the window and you swear for a moment one tree changes to this brilliant yellow and then changes back as you're heading along the Rosewood Forests.
It's because we're high. We're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you, or maybe you're very stoned.
You also think you see your mother's face in the trees, as well as a unicorn pulling the car.
Every person you've ever had an obligation to is standing at the edges of the forest, waiting impatiently. You're filled with a deep paranoia and dread. Welcome to being high on Tanglefoot. So, yes, you are heading to the small town of Losey. It's L-L-O-E-S-Y. You are heading there because Nyx has said that your good buddy Xanth has taken a job there. Mm. You don't know much about it. That's literally all Xanth knows. So, like, where she is in the city is questionable.
A mystery.
What job it is. Amazing. He also did not know. They all have sending stones, but Nyx broke his. So Nyx broke his like a week ago. He dropped it off the motorcycle. It was very sad. But yes, you are about another half day away from Losey. If there's anything you'd like to do before you arrive in town.
I mean, I'm definitely curious about the magical forest, but I feel like maybe now it's not a good time to go in there and look at the magical forest.
Maybe not.
Can you be like, it's very unwelcoming to you. And you being like, I think I want to go in.
Nice step inside.
Peek a little bit.
There's just a sign that says, Phoebe Valpip, no thank
not
you.
Not wanted.
I can't read. Let's go in.
That's like the one thing I know about Phoebe is that she can't read.
Is that really canon that she can't read?
No, she can't.
I would hope so. That'd be so funny. Are you kidding me?
No, Kai can't read, and we all know.
It's like that. That Vine's like, what's up? I'm Trey. I'm 17 and never learned how to read.
That's funny. I'm actually thinking, and maybe none of the main party knows how to read.
I think that's the pact Phoebe made, is that you teach me how to read.
That's why Mavis is so angry at us, is because none of us, she's like, look at the evidence, and all of us just open it and go, yeah, and none of us actually know how to read it, and that's why Mavis is so misunderstood.
Just like the Westworld robot response, like, doesn't look like anything to me.
Yeah, we don't know how to read the evidence, and we're like, uh-huh, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
This is compelling.
Yeah, so
that's my favorite.
Kai was the one person who knew how to read, and so that's why she was Griana's assistant manager, because she would have to do all the business stuff.
Oh,
now the only person who knows how to read is gone. That's unfortunate for them. So yeah, you're heading along in this carriage. I guess you're just like fucking getting high for like a whole day.
Just we're just enjoying chilling. Your we're chilling.
Good.
We had a
good.
Stressful time. I think fucking, we're just vibing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. I'm so sorry. There's a fourth fucking person in this car, and I've fucking forgotten about her until this exact moment.
You're right.
Oh, wait.
There is a fourth person in this car, and I fucking forgot about it.
We're so bad. Should we tell the audience we did build a what happened in Rielson thing? I've totally forgotten about her.
Yes, we have to. Mm-hmm. We have to not forget about her.
You have maybe to introduce she's... her. I want a vivid detail of what she looks like.
Mm-hmm. 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 Maybe she was sitting up front. Who knows? But
she came back to hang out with us now.
Yeah, she came back.
She smelled the tangle.
She was keeping. She was keeping. Yeah, she was like, I don't smoke. and then, but I forgot. I have to do a voice for her because she's fucking from Rielson.
You know what
Sorry.
She sounds like.
I know what she sounds like. Okay. Ooh. So. You guys take, like, a brief, like, pit stop, and, like, while the carriage is stopped, you hear, listen, I think one of the axles is off, so I'm just gonna look at it real quick while we're stopped. And Kara Canova, who is this dwarven woman, she's pretty tall for a dwarf. She's got two long braids. Her hair split in half. Two long braids heading down. The hair is split in half, color wise. One half is like a dark brown, and then the other half is this dark, like violet, just on either side of the braids. And so She has like a bandana tied in her hair as well. And as she walks over to the carriage wheel, she like takes the bandana off that was tied in her hair. And she starts like wiping away at some of the mud that has been like caked onto the part of the equipment that she's looking at. And so she pulls out her engineer's tools and like sits down and like opens it up and like starts fixing this axle while you all are taking a break. Nyx heads over to you, Gwen, and says,
"So after this, after we pick up Xanth, are we going to grab KJ or are we heading straight to the new home?"
"Well, do you know where they are?"
"No, I don't. I'm hoping Xanth knows."
"Yeah, I mean, I think if Xanth knows where they are, we should go get them and then go set up base somewhere new, right?"
"I've never been in the middle of the country. It stresses me out."
"You okay?"
"I just don't like being landlocked."
"Yeah, it seems like we're going to be a little landlocked. The new place too, but I think that our old place is compromised."
"You're right. Besides, we've got a new expert for the area anyways," and Nyx sort of gestures at Phoebe.
"Yeah, I mean, there's nothing here, but hopefully we won't be landlocked for too long, you know, with some of the stuff we have planned, God willing."
"No, that sounds fun. I think I'll not miss the sea so much if we spend all of our time in the air."
Yeah, so you guys hang out while Kara Canova demands to fix an axle. Kara Canova is from Rialton. You can kind of tell because she's wearing a leather jacket with a bunch of patches on it. And like just like leather boots and, you know, the whole fucking effect. And she's actually got this kind of new scar heading down her eye. She looks a bit grittier now. As she has recently, less recently, been your ex-girlfriend, Gwen. More recently, an ex-Sons of Hell member who has joined you.
Yes. And she kind of matches my, like, scar I have on my cheek now from when I got hit by a car.
Yes, you were hit by a car and you have a scar on your cheek now. Rialton was wild.
That goes down to my, yeah, it's like a cheek-to-jaw situation that when her, the lights of the oncoming car, it just like slammed in there and cut her fucking face. Yeah, that's, I mean, she probably maybe has one like bruised rib, but I think she in general is okay.
Good.
But can I walk over when she's fixing the thing and like lean sort of next to her?
Yeah, you lean on the carriage and Kara looks up at you and says, "I assume you didn't get any better at fixing things."
No, I didn't. You just seemed very, very adamant about fixing this. What's wrong with it?"
"Listen, I appreciate a good ride. I appreciate a good car. You think I'm going to let us ride in something that's off for another half day?"
"No, no, it was just making small talk. I don't know."
"Listen, Gwen, you've never been good at small talk. I don't know why you're starting now."
"Whoa, that's a little harsh. You always used to like my small talk." And I kind of kick the axle and walk off.
Oh. And I think as you're walking away,
I wink.
You hear Kara mumbling to herself. She says, "Oh, it's going to be like this again. Just me fixing her messes as she makes them."
Is Phoebe just like in the carriage listening to this uncomfortably?
Yeah, I think you like hear that. I think you were like standing outside with everyone. It's like one of those awkward things where you're on a road trip and everyone's trying to like stretch their legs and make small talk and, you know, exist.
It's like, I'm going to let Gwen talk. And then when she strikes out really hard, I like walk over to Kara and I'm like, "Do you want help? Can I help you? I don't know anything, but I'm good at following orders. So if you need me to..."
"Yeah, that'd be great, actually. Will you actually..." And she pulls out this small trinket from her belt, and she hands it to you, and she, like, flips this small thing, and a burst of light comes from it, and she says, "Yeah, actually, will you hold this like this so I can kind of get a look at it?" And she, like, flips herself over and pulls herself under the carriage so she can look at part of this axle, and she's like, "Yeah, it's just kind of hard to see, you know, darkness. If you'll just hold that light there, kind of." And she starts
That's cool. I hold it for her. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy how, like, a couple days ago you're trying to kill me, and, like, here we are together, like, crafting on this, you know, thing, and we're working together.
It's yeah. I guess I'm kind of used to it, having been friends with Gwen. I'm very used to almost killing people one day and being very good friends with them the next. That's kind of one of the things, if we're being perfectly honest.
We love a quick turnaround.
We love it. Speaking of, how you get started running around with Gwen?
Oh, you know, we were students together, and then we almost got killed again. Mm-hmm. This is the first time we almost mm-hmm. got killed together. I don't know. She said she was leaving, and she asked if I wanted to come with her, and my bones, my soul told me to do it, and I just felt like it was the right thing to do. And frankly, I it was kind of a very impulsive decision I didn't think much about, but I'm happy I made it.
And that's the same decision that got you those wanted posters, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm here now. I can't go back. It is scary, for sure. I mean, I've never been a wanted criminal in my country before. But, I'm just trying to roll with the punches, frankly. It's a lot. It's been a lot.
Yeah. Is Kara not wanted either? Like, because she was with us, right?
Wanted by the mercs who kind of run and control Rialton. She's not wanted by the country at large like you two are.
Okay, cool.
Yes, that's what I'll say about that. And yeah, at this point,
I'm sure
hear, like,
Kairos just loves her, right?
Yeah. You hear like a clunk noise as Kara fixes whatever she thought was wrong, and then like pulls herself back under and stands up and looks at you, Phoebe, and goes, yeah, rolling with the punches is something you're gonna have to do a lot with her, so I kind of start getting used to it.
I'm doing my best. Yeah, it's so far it's been okay. I mean, she got hit by a car.
How many times can we bring up that I was hit by a car?
So horrifying.
It's because it's the funniest thing that we decided on for this backstory is that Gwen was randomly hit by a car.
I can't stop thinking about this.
Honestly, I'll be so perfectly honest. Now that she's okay, like now that we know that she's okay, I wish more than anything in my life that I had seen that car hit her. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it was... I don't want to say it was funny, because, like, it wasn't funny, but, like, now that she's okay.
But, like, now that she's okay, it absolutely was funny. Yeah, no, I see that. Yeah, no. Yeah, so if she's about to be hit by another car, come get me or something, and I'll come watch.
We'll see what I can arrange.
Thank you. And she sort of, like, she gives you, like, a friendly pat on the shoulder as she heads back over to the driver's seats with Nyx. I think that she's maybe keeping a bit away from her ex-girlfriend for the time being. So I think maybe that's why she's sitting up front. I know that you two probably fucked each other over at the end of your guys' relationship.
I mean,
but
it depends on how
who
long
fucked
she...
who over.
Yeah, well, it depends. I mean, I assume it depends on how long she was in the Sons of Hell. Like, was she in that? I assume this isn't like a recent relationship. But, like, it's, like, a reason enough to where we still are, like, at each other.
Your arrest, for sure.
For sure. And I'm curious where, like, how long she was with the Sons of Hell, and, like, if she was with them during our relationship.
She was,
like,
not.
Yeah. So, like, we need to figure that out. Sorry. I know you just asked that question, but now I'm like, oh, what would we have done?
Maybe.
Where would we have been?
Maybe we'll find out. So you guys ride the rest of the half day. Of course, with your old ex-girlfriend, new party member, Kara Canova, your Forsaken Sea, your old-time, most devout Forsaken Sea member, Nyx, and I almost said Cooper because you chose such a similar name. We've got Cobbler.
I'm sorry. I didn't
know. Okay, also, Dylan's cat is named Copper.
Oh, so I know.
There's Copper.
I know. It's like you've all done it on purpose.
Copper, Cobbler, and Cooper.
It's like a weird purposeful bit you've done to fuck over only me.
We can call him Pie Boy if it makes you feel better.
Or is his middle name Rhubarb? Is that?
Yeah, it is officially Rhubarb if you want to call him Ruben or something.
Ruben. No, I love
Ruby.
That's very fucking cute. I also love cobbler, so I will do anything. Yes, so y'all pile back in the car now that the axle has been fixed. Please don't at me with things about cars. You know I won't learn them. as you head into Losey. Losey's a small town run by, you know, just like a basic earl, sort of like Langdale is. This earl actually is not the one who presides over Greater Aristead. This is just an earl with a minor landholding that's sort of adjacent to the small town of Losey. And you are heading into the small town, and Nick sort of like slides open the window and says, "Boss, where do you want to start looking for her? You know her best. Where we should be?"
Bar, probably. Honestly.
All right, I will find the most expensive looking bar, yeah. And then he slides the thing close to
him. I say this, looks okay, Phoebe, and I he's just sad. He's just a sad, quiet boy. Phoebe says that, she'll go, "Oh no, that's how he always is. He's quiet." You'll love Xanth. She's really great. She's she's a firecracker. If you think I'm a lot.
This is so your friends are amazing. I mean, if she's a lot compared to your allotness, then this is really going to be,
you know, I think a lot. I think I like to have fun, but I think she has sort of a charisma and magnetism and sexiness to her that's very fun. She's a very good person.
I can't wait to meet her. I mean, like, I've never done this whole, like, wanted criminal thing. So do we, like, lean up against, like, buildings and, like, smoke and, like, wait for someone to, like, find us? And they, like, hand us, like a secret message. And it's, like, she's in the tower. And then, like, I don't know. Like, how do we do this secret stuff, Gwen?
I think this is a very different circumstance. Mostly because I've been gone for a very long time and have no idea where any of my people are. And they've been running without a leader. And I don't even know where Athrun is. And she's supposed to be their leader. And... So I don't know. I think right now it's just finding the old-fashioned way, if you will.
Yeah. Is Atherin another person we're looking for? Is she?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, Nick said she's sort of MIA, which is weird, but I'm sure we'll find her. You know, she's important to me. She's like my right hand, and I hope she's okay. But
hopefully.
It's weird for her to go without contacting people, but seeing as Nyx broke his sending stone, then maybe Xanth will have more of a lead on her. So we'll just have to see. But eventually you'll meet the whole family, and we'll make ourselves a new home, right?
Yeah, in Trelpik. It'll be weird but fun at the same time, I think.
I mean, no one would look for us
there.
It'll be
strange to go back there.
Are you okay with it, going back there?
I mean, yeah, I feel like it's a good move for us, but it's definitely just going to be strange, kind of resting on the skeleton of my home that was burned down. I don't know what state it's in now that some time has passed, but I mean, I hope my house is still there. Not that I had, like, a house, I had a tree house, but it was very flammable, and there was a lot of stuff on fire when we left, so that's just... I know it's, like, weird to be worried about that with everything going on. Like, I hope my stuff is still there. It feels
silly. But... It's not weird, no. I think it's normal to care about, like, the possessions of your life. I love stuff. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, stuff is nice.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it may be weird, but it might be cathartic to just, like, you know, rebuild it. Make it better than it used to be, even.
I was thinking that maybe it'll make me feel better. Maybe people will come back. I know right now we don't want random people there because we're doing
Hoping no one will look for us there if no one's thinking about it. Because honestly, I mean, I know I was with Lavinia, but I never really heard about it happening until you came.
That makes sense. No, so like, no one.
I don't think anyone knows. It's, I
don't know. Other than those cave bugs we told, but I think they probably died on the way, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I hope they did. If not, you know, maybe they can be our friends. I don't know. They seem nice.
We could talk at the end.
Yeah, they listened to us. But yeah, you're right. I forgot about those.
It's fine. They're probably dead. And if they're not dead, we'll either talk it out or make sure they're dead. One of those two.
Those are the two options, yeah.
New badass Phoebe. Holy shit. Oh my god.
Yeah, so I think right now we're going to look for people the old-fashioned way. I feel like if Xantha's around, we'll hear her, you know?
I hope so. I'm just excited to meet all of your cool, hot friends.
This is they are all cool and all hot. That is very true, yeah.
It's really overwhelming. It's
I think incredible. We then, like, smash cut to a bar. Yeah. And this is, like, this is a bar that's, like, obviously, like, in a small town, but it's trying to be the haute bar of this small town. So it's got, like, red velvet curtains on, like, the window, and, like, you can, like, even, like, looking in, you can see, like, beaded tapestries all over the walls and, like, very cush-looking sofas and, you know, like, specialty cocktails versus, like, beer. It seems like it's trying to be very luxe. As you're heading in, and of course the name of this bar would be let's see, I'm just looking at many things.
The Blossom.
let's see. This place is called Fortune's Fool. As you that's pull cool. on
pull that out of your ass, and that's yeah. cool.
This place is called Fortune's Zam Fool. Zeddy. So you pull up to Fortune's Fool, you see Nyx sort of like pull the thing open and go, the curtains were nice.
No, it makes
my
sense.
My best
yeah.
guess.
This is the nicest bar I've ever been near. I normally go to places that are like the booze pit, so this is pretty fancy, I think.
Have you been to a place called the Booze Pit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Where?
It's in my hometown, Springvale. It's pretty fucked up. It's like the Gnome Biker Bar, where we go to, like, smash shit and, like, yeah. So.
I want to go to the Booze Pit.
It's a literal pit in the ground that has, like, an underground tunnel.
That sounds
that goes
amazing. You've never talked about your hometown.
Well, it's normally pretty boring. The Booze Pit is kind of it. There's also, like, the junkyard where you can go break stuff, but we're also, like, in the woods, and we gotta, like, compost stuff, so there's, like, not a lot of junk to break.
I love seeing Katie Mae's reaction of, like, what the fuck? With everything that comes out of your mouth.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Oh, my God. The best.
I'm world building, all right?
I love it. I love it.
I'm building out this fucking tapestry, Katie Mae.
Please don't stop.
Specifically a small pit in my hometown that is just a really cramped bar.
Fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah.
Also the junkyard where we break stuff. Yes, okay, cool. I wrote them down.
Also the junkyard where we break stuff.
Yeah, it's just where you gotta get out anchor. If you gotta.
Incredible.
If you went, you would have to probably like army crawl into the building. It is pretty small, but once you get in, it opens up a bit.
All right. Well, we'll have to go to your hometown and visit the rents and the pit in the ground and the junkyard. But now, let's go in. And I'll just start walking in there.
You head over. And you put your hand on the bar door to sort of, like, open it. And it's not locked, but you can feel someone pushing up against the door. And you hear, I'm sorry, what's the password?
The password?
Yes, of course.
Aren't we in, like, a tiny town?
Yeah, you are.
Really, here, a password?
Yes, the password to get in. This voice is very familiar to you, Gwen.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit! And I, like, push the door hard. And I, like, try to push it really, really hard and make it slam onto her.
Yeah. I think that you, oh my gosh. I don't know which between the two of you is stronger, but I don't think...
My strength is low. I forget. She's a bard? I forget what her class is. I honestly can't remember.
She is a wizard.
Oh. Oh, yeah, she's the blade... Oh, I remember
she's
I
the
that.
Blade singer. Yep.
I forgot. I rolled these random character sheets, never thinking we'd ever use them, because I was bored at work one day.
And here I am, studying them this many days later. Months
she can
and
be
months
something
and
else
months
if that
later.
Makes
no,
more
I
sense to you.
I love her.
Blade
love
singing
her
is cool as shit. I want to make a wizard. Lit.
I have never heard of this,
it's like
I
an
need to Google
elf-only
it.
Wizard class, where they have, like, swords and they like literally like sing to make their swords potent, right? I think some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
It's crazy. You're still squishy, so cool. But you can do like hella damage.
Yeah. So you push the door open, and Xanth sort of like holds up her hands and takes a step back. She's got like this big grin on her face.
I like rip her into a hug.
Yes, you two have this warm embrace. Phoebe, you see these two. You see that Xanth looks a lot like Gwen, perhaps even more sea elfy than Gwen. You sort of realize. She's wearing this sort of like almost like a captain's hat type situation, but it's got a lot of like different like feathers adorned into it from like different like places, different situations. There's probably a story attached to everyone. She's wearing this like captain's jacket that's like torn to fucking shit, but has got like this really cool like embroidery of like the seas on it, but it's very different to what she's wearing underneath it, which is like a fucking cocktail dress. So she's like, if you took the hat off, she's got like this pristine elegant makeup on, she's got like a cocktail dress, she's got the heels for it on, she looks like she's a really nice like set of like a pearl necklace she's got, but then on top she's got like a fucking dope ass rapier, a captain's hat, and a fucking torn to shit captain's jacket on top of all of this, hugging Gwen.
I love her so much.
She's got a lit cigar in her mouth. She's just fucking kicking it.
I can only find someone so hot, Katie Mae, and eventually we just like plateau. I think we've hit that point like immediately.
I think that's all.
She warned you that they were all hot.
They're all. Katie Mae, you're excellent.
I'm in love with her.
I'm in love with her too. Why have I not dated my coworker
best friend? Oh my god, it's just like. It's a slow burn.
It's a slow burn with me and my, like, childhood friend, who is now my assassin co.
She says, oh, Gwen. And she, like, takes your face in between her hands. She says, you look like shit.
I know, I feel like shit. It's been too long.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing my clothes.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem very you.
I mean, I don't know. I was part of that school thing for a long time, but this is kind of what I usually wear.
Are you smarter?
No.
Thank God. Are you finally smarter?
No, you fucking asshole.
Did you learn a single thing? It was like years.
No, I mean, I think she was more trying to... It was 1 year, for one. It was like a year.
It felt like years.
And she was trying to learn more from me, and then I just really got over her bullshit, and I met somebody that was cool enough to leave with me.
I had a bet with KJ. I figured you were learning from her, and she winks.
I did try once.
Did you?
She didn't know. It was really awkward. She turned me down. It was weird. But I did try once. It was like the first week I was there.
Listen, if anyone could get the Archmage of this entire fucked country to fall in love with them, I figured it'd be you.
Sadly, she did not like me. I think her daughter flirted back once, but never got to do anything with that either.
Hey.
Her daughter was cool.
All right. Okay. Little daughter's on the table. Hello. And she extends her hand to you, Phoebe.
This is Phoebe.
I think, I'm assuming she does one of these. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, sure. She does one of the, like, fish hands.
Offers
like
you a hand.
Yes. Phoebe immediately, like, kisses it and bows. She's like, I love your hat. It's so nice to meet you.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. This thing, it's nothing. And she takes it off and she puts it on your head. and she, and then
does
she
it,
sort
like,
of, like.
What's that movie where the hat fully goes and goes, and like the
yeah, it, like,
over.
Fully eclipses Phoebe's whole head.
I think Phoebe immediately starts like doing little like.
Oh, little darling, you look so perfect in it.
Thank you.
I wish I could only look so good in it, Phoebe. Right? Very nice
yeah,
to
Phoebe.
Meet you.
Yes, she.
Nice
to
meet you too.
She left with me when we both kind of blew that popsicle stand with the Archmage.
She just let you go, huh?
No, I ran away, so that's why we're wanted in the country. No big
deal. I'm sorry, what?
I'm wanted. I'm always wanted a little bit. But this is just a little bit higher scale wanted, you know?
Oh, honey.
What? I could not stand it any longer. These people, I almost died because of them, because of some... We have to talk about it later, not here, but I almost died from those assholes. I wasn't going to stay, and Phoebe here wanted to leave too, so...
Yeah, it wasn't a good scene.
I'm just saying, being wanted by the whole country is going to be a bit harder to keep from your mother, isn't it? And at that point, she walks past Gwen and walks over to Nyx and gives him a big hug, and they share, like, a soft embrace as well. And she, like, ruffles his hair, and you see, like, one of the first genuine, like little, like, boyish smiles from him. It's very cute.
Sweet boy.
Sweet I love boy. Him. And as you now, like, look around, and the bar's, like, completely fucking empty.
Did you kill everybody in here? Where is everybody?
No, I've rented it out for the week, I think is a safe way to play this. I don't know, I just wanted somewhere cool to stay, and I gave him a couple gold to, you know, fuck off for a week, and now this is sort of my house. I don't know, the couches are good, sleep on them. And the bar is fully stocked, which is what I was obviously primarily concerned with.
Amazing. This is incredible. Let's just stay here forever.
We're like, fuck building our own town. I say, darling, have you heard from Athrun the
KJ? Fuck, where's KJ? Yes, KJ told me they were going. They were going somewhere. I was really drunk when they told me. They told me, I think just like a couple towns over, right? In between here and Burnfort, I think, to, to pick up your new hire, Bex. Right?
Oh, yeah. Bex, yeah. And I turned to Phoebe and go, that's who we sent with the letter to you.
Oh, yeah. That was the greatest. That was so nice.
Of course.
We can make it.
Right. Well, it's very nice to have you back, Captain. I do have plans tonight, though, so I hope you're not trying to whisk me away immediately.
No, Nyx mentioned you have a job, right?
Yes, just a small one, and a devilish grin sort of like sparks on her face.
What does this mean? What is going on?
Oh, just a very displeased Earl's wife has hired me to sort of do him in at his charity gala tonight.
I love that. What? Oh my god.
I know.
What did he do?
I turn to Phoebe and I go, these are the kind of jobs Xanth excels. Social gatherings, a little poison in the cup, that kind of thing.
Oh. Okay, I get it.
Phoebe's like,
now I can give a guess.
Oh, okay.
I said, that's amazing. Do you need any help?
Well, here's what I'm thinking, right? Now that you're here. Mm-hmm. The wife has sort of hired me to off the husband, right? Normal stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is, I know for a fact, it's this charity gala, right? He's raising money for magical self-chewing dentures for seniors or something, is what his charity fundraising gala is for. Okay. However, the wife told me that that charity does not exist and that these yearly fundraisers have been going directly into his pocket. So, I figure I'll do a little poisoning. Unbeknownst to the wife, you'll do a little heavy lifting.
I love that. We'll need a lot because we have some big plans. I can't wait to tell you.
Big plans?
You know, like, oh, we're alone, right?
Yeah, you're alone in a bar that she's rented out.
Yeah, I said
in a small town.
I start walking behind the bar to like start grabbing like a bottle and some glasses, and I go.
Xanth sits on the counter.
Yeah, and I say, you know, big fans, and I kind of like I almost said finger Phoebe over. I like do the like
fucking Christ.
What's that? What's that called when you're like, come hither?
Beckon.
Yeah, I sort of beckon Phoebe over, and I go, yeah, big plans, like, you know. Mm-hmm. Rebuilding some towns for us and airship plans.
Phoebe has like popped up on the bar and is just like trying to pour herself a drink across. Like,
I'll pour you a drink. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And Xan sort of like furrows her eyebrows and says, sorry, the first one sounded almost charitable. What was that first one?
We're going to not rebuild a town, but like basically Phoebe here is from a place called Troutbeck, right?
Troutbeck, yes.
Unfortunate name.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that one's a right idiot.
We can rename it if we want to, but apparently the place burned down. There's no one there. Figured it'd be a good place to hide and make a bit of a sort of base for us, because our old base is pretty not good anymore.
So yeah, we're not rebuilding a town. We're building an empire. Different things,
yes.
Love. All right.
We do have plans for an airship.
Yes.
That we are working on. Gwen and I got to be on one with that cool mage that Gwen fucked up sleeping with. But
yeah, yes.
But that was she me had on this my really whiskey. Cool flying ship.
Airship?
Yes.
Like there's, a real one.
Yes. I can show you the plans if you want. I mean, we got Kara here. She's just a real whiz with building stuff, so we're just going to slowly...
Kara? Try. Why does that sound familiar? Kara, do I know you?
Gwendolyn puts her hand on her head.
Phoebe's cackling.
Kara is just, like, leaning next to the entrance, not, go, like, super thrilled to be here.
Yeah, go. You know her. You know her. Yeah.
I know her. Who is she?
She's... You know her. It's fine. You know her.
I do know her.
Yes, you do. You know her, so oh it's okay. God.
Kara, it's lovely to see you again. I've missed you so much.
Now you've made it weird. What did you do that for?
When you and Gwen split up, I cried for a week. I've missed you so much. Oh, I'm so happy to see you again. Oh, my God.
I'm like looking at Phoebe with my eyes like, I'm like, fuck me.
Y'all are messy. I love it.
Phoebe says it to Gwen. Y'all are messy and I love it.
Incredible.
All right, okay, we've got two new ones.
Yes.
We've got Phoebe and Kara.
Phoebe, what were you saying, Di?
No, I'm just saying Phoebe out of the two new ones. You're obviously my favorite. Don't care for exes too much. Anyways, what were you saying, dear?
Phoebe is special in a lot of ways.
Gwen is so sweet.
You're welcome. We can unpack, I think, at a later date, but... Kara was more of a necessity because we got a bit of a snafu with some people she was aligned with. We also need somebody that knows how to build this airship. Long story short, she tried to set us up. A bunch of bullshit happened and now she's with us.
All right.
So Kara wasn't exactly, I don't know how to put this, a choice that was, I was excited about, but I am happy to have her because she is a very good asset. But Phoebe was more my...
Yes, Kara's quite heart. Good with her hands, right? As she leans out.
I mean, I've told you she is good in bed. That is just an objective fact. Yes, she's very good in bed, but... I mean,
engineers must be, right? Good with their hands.
Yes, absolutely. But no, I think she's going to be very, very useful in rebuilding. She's a good person. I think it'll take a bit for us to not be as awkward around each other, but it's been a while. Surely she's been with other people, right?
Or maybe you two just like sleep together and then you get over it, right?
It's kind of like me and Athrun do. Yeah.
That's what I assumed would happen.
See, Phoebe's on board. And Xanth like leans over and grabs a bottle of wine and uncorks it for herself and then turns the two of you and says, all right, I've got to forward you some invites if we're going to go.
Well, Athrun, you told me KJ, where's Athrun?
Oh, I don't know.
Why does no one know where she is?
Well, I don't know. She said she had business to attend to.
Oh, okay.
It has been a while. Usually she checks in.
I know, and I find that weird. Nick said he hasn't heard from her, and I just... That's weird that she wouldn't talk to anybody.
5-6 months now?
Jesus. Tried looking for her.
Yes. Do you think Athrun strikes you as a woman who chooses to be found?
No, very often. Not at all, but she's allowed, kind of. I don't know.
I mean, I tried somewhat. I'm busy.
I know.
Maybe she'll see a wanted poster of you and know that you're back out and she'll come find you. I mean,
maybe.
Yes, it's like a love letter across all states.
That's kind of romantic.
Maybe she'll see your wanted poster and come running to you. Oh my arms God. Open.
Xanth, I swear to God. Yeah. Maybe. I would love her to rejoin the ranks. That's weird that she's been gone for so long.
I mean, If I had a nickel for every time she surprised me, right? Okay. Well, I have to forge these invites if I'm going to get you in tonight. Phoebe, lovely meeting you. I look forward to finding out all the ways that you're special later. All right. And Xanth sort of wanders over. She like walks through a beaded curtain into a private section of the bar and says, Nix, dear, will you help me? You've always been not bad at forgery. And Nix disappears as well.
Eyes emoji. The two of them.
Yeah. Same. Eyes emoji.
Me and Phoebe both, our eyes both get like oval and eyes emoji.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Xanth, I say as I pour Phoebe some more drink.
I love her. I'm like, let's do a cheers to all these new hot friends and stealing from these rich people.
Yeah, you excited? We got to get new outfits for tonight if we're going to a fancy party.
I feel bad, but that's honestly kind of what I'm most excited about. The last party I went to fucking sucked because it was all these like narcs were around and it was this other Earl and he was really rude and his daughter was really rude. Now, I feel like we can get wet and wild.
I'll drink to that. I just like pour a little under my mouth straight from the bottle. I say, Kara, darling, you want a drink? You want to come shop?
All right, I could do like a drink with you, Gwen. We can toast to new beginnings. How's that sound?
Of course, darling. To new beginnings.
So Kara comes over and you pour her a drink and the three of you, I think she like sits on the bar top next to you, Phoebe. And the three of you, clink drinks. Nice. Let's fast forward a bit then. To get your outfits tonight, do you raid what Xanth has, try to shop in this meager district, or some nefarious deed? What do you do to procure your digs for the evening?
Do I have any money?
Do you?
My character, she says 25 gold. Don't know where that came from.
I assume you'd have 25 gold. I assume that Gwen would be like, okay, here's my go. Like,
yeah.
Someone who would always have, like, put, like, I'm getting out money in their jacket collected over the year that you were.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I could probably raid what Xanth has because I'm probably a similar height and things to her, but we have to figure out something for Phoebe. Either we like tailor something that Xanth owns or we like cut up something she owns, maybe. I don't know.
And Nix as well.
Yeah.
Nix could always change into something that would make what Xanth wears more sensical as well. So.
Oh yeah, so you're cool. Right. You're right. Nix just looks like a hot sea elf lady, where it's just like a bunch of like
incredible
hot sea elf ladies.
I think if there are any like extra clothes here, we can try and like cut them up and maybe just do like a little tailoring to get like a dress and like a cute look.
So yeah, I'm like, hey, Zat, can we cut up some of your clothes?
No. What? Okay. Absolutely not.
Do you have any? Have you? I lean and I go, this is what. Have you ever slept with a female gnome that maybe left some clothes?
And she like thinks about it for a second and is like, no, I've not.
Okay. Well, we can go shopping for you, Phoebe. Yeah.
Hey.
Sure.
Yet.
Hey. And she- here we go.
Oh my god, it's happening.
Everyone else on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice is gonna write us an email being like, hey, I thought we were the horny show. What the fuck did you three get up to?
Who is gonna say that?
All of them.
Just how do you not have a crush on her immediately, though? I think, like...
Literally, every one of the Forsaken Sea is just a polycule, and we're all just fucking each other. Oh my god.
I mean, if this town has a shop with things I can wear, I will make it work.
Yeah, I can also give you, if I can raid some of Xanth's, I can give you my money too.
Thank you.
I'll pay for you to have a dress, baby.
Don't you have like thousands and thousands of, oh no you don't, because you were zapped. Were you zapped? What? Didn't you get prize money? Don't you have Langdale prize money?
Oh, I don't know. I guess so, right? Like,
yeah, I think you have like a shit ton of Langdale prize money.
Oh,
okay. Isn't it like 10,000 gold or something?
Yeah, you're gonna buy
you
me.
You have so much money.
You're gonna buy me an outfit.
I'll buy us all outfits.
Incredible.
You suddenly remember she has money. Yeah, we can pop out and find a cute little dress.
All right. You pop out, you get a dress. Nix comes with you, grabs a suit. Kara fucking is like, I get... fuck the con. I guess I'll frickin' get something. Do I have to come to this? Can I sit outside in the car? What do you want from me?
You don't want to steal something.
No, I don't. Listen, I'm better at getaway chases and making the things that do the bad things. I'm less good at doing the bad things.
Well, then you can, yeah, you can totally, you know, keep watch.
Not right? All of us are as exciting as you, Gwen. That's what you gotta understand. Some people like it when things are normal for 5 minutes.
I think you're very, very exciting. So, and we're gonna need this car anyway, you know, to get out, so.
It's a very slow getaway vehicle, I'm not gonna lie to you.
We'll make some improvements.
But it's wood.
Not before now, but we'll figure something out. I want you to be happy. I mean, you're safe from the people that tried to kill both of us now. And I want you to be happy as well.
Mm-hmm. You're right, and I'm sorry if it seems like I'm taking things out on you.
No, I think you've been through a lot, and I think that if you need to take some things out, you're very entitled to. We are ex-girlfriends, so it makes sense that you'd be a little mad at me. Wow, I'm showing a lot of emotional intelligence here.
Yeah, you've got a lot. When I get drunk,
I get very emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, but this is like new and different because it's very articulate. Usually your emotional intelligence is in the middle of a lot of chaos that you're purposefully causing for yourself to make your life more interesting.
I don't know. Maybe I've grown up a tiny bit. Hopefully not too much. But I want you to be happy. I want to be able to get things done, and I don't want you to be just miserable the entire time.
I promise, when we're flying an airship, when I have my hands on the fucking steering wheel of an airship, I'm going to be the happiest woman alive. But until then, it's going to be a lot of work and not a lot of play.
Sounds.
And so then I think everyone picks up. Phoebe, what's your outfit look like? Please, God, tell me.
It is a... also black cocktail dress with, I'm just channeling from Pinterest board, but with like sheer, like a sheer shawl with like starry little effects on it.
Yes.
And I think she defo has her newly dyed hair up in two little space buns with like dangly star earrings.
Yes,
and
you dyed your hair teal to get away from the authorities? Is that the color?
Like a darker teal, just because her hair before was so striking. It was like the like white pink that was just so like noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Very, very noticeable.
Just something to be a little bit less like, it's me, Phoebe Vines.
Has Gwen done a single thing to be less noticeable?
No.
To be her wanted poster? Yeah, I
figured. Nah, she looks like herself, which is probably not smart, but...
It's Gwen's, fine. Yeah. Yes. Okay, cool. So, everyone grabs their outfits. Everyone is sort of getting ready.
Also, I don't know what the kind of dress is called, and I know it's on a Pinterest board somewhere in the world. But I want Gwen to be wearing one of those dresses that's like, it looks like the thinnest cloth in the world. And it like, it's sort of like.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I mean? Yep. Like, it like hangs off her tits. And it's like very, very like.
Oh my
like,
God.
What is it? I don't even know what you call it. Like kind of not baggy, but it's just sort of like hangs on the body.
Like a loose neckline that is kind of,
yeah, like
you know,
the loose kind of shrugged neckline. And it just like hangs off her chest and it's like very short. And that's exactly what she's wearing.
Oh my God.
Beautiful.
And then she has like a clutch with her orb in it. I don't know how big her orb is. I need some sort of, I need like a purse with my orb in it. So
it's like a tasteful, like round purse that's very subtle.
Yeah. I just need my
orb.
And
Phoebe with a matching tasteful round purse.
Yes. I need my orb so I can have my sword if I need.
Yes, because neither of you have like bags of holding or anything, right? So.
No.
I assume, like, wallets of holding are really common. That's how everyone keeps all their fucking gold everywhere. Because I'm just not going to fuck around with amounts of gold. And that's my real-world solution to it.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, I think you're all back at Fortune's Fool. I think Nyx has not only put a suit on, but has chosen... It, like, takes you a second to notice, but Nyx has sort of changed from looking from, like... more elven features to like more like very normal looking human like features, like if you like a very forgettable face is what Nyx has adorned as he puts his suit on, which I think is like par for the course for him. Mm-hmm. Just to be easily forgettable. You notice that his pocket square matches the color on the back of Xanth's heels.
Come on. They're fucking. I can't, and genuinely, that's what Guinevere is trying to suss out if when she was gone, if they started dating. She's literally like,
she's trying to figure it out.
She's squinty eyes at that pocket square, and she's just.
Wait, we should just ask them.
She's trying. She's like that woman with that has all the like math equations floating around her, trying to figure out if her friends are dating.
So y'all fucking?
He's like, Gwen, do you want me to ask them? Because I have no shame. No, and I'm new, so I'll pretend I, like, don't know. I'll be like, oh, like, I don't even notice, like, what's going on.
I mean, if you want to. I don't know. I'm not mad about it. I'm just curious. I didn't think Nyx liked anybody.
I'm just nosy. I'll see if I can figure it out.
That's your other mission. That's your B-plot.
That's your B-plot for this whole time.
Phoebe smashes her orb. I have a new mission.
Smashes it into 1,000 pieces. So you all sort of congregate at this table, and Xanth picks up this piece of chalk that was, like, used to write specials up on the board, and is instead, like, drawing on this nice table. And she draws out a layout of the chateau that you were all going to. And she's like, so this is the ballroom. This is where I'll be. Nyx, are you coming with me, or are you heisting with them? And Nyx looks to you, Gwen.
Honestly, I think you might be more useful with Xanth. I think you can.
Phoebe makes a face.
I'm looking at the two of them, and then in between them, I see Phoebe behind them, and I'm just like, ugh. And I go,
he's making eyebrows.
I go, just to be backup and to be able to sort of help her get out if things get a little bit hairy. I think Phoebe and I can more than handle the rest. 2 and 2, right? Kara's going to be outside, so.
Yes, Kara, capable hands. Kara operating the getaway vehicle.
Yes.
Yeah, Kara, like, frowns deeply when Xanth says that.
But Gwen mouths, I'm sorry.
Kara rolls her eyes. And she says, I know for a fact there are at least, and she draws 5 X's, in a line in the ballroom, 5 specialty items here at the auction tonight. I'd love to get my hands on any of them, but it's going to be a bit harder because they're going to be out in the open. Mm-hmm. I'll still leave them to you two, however. But the real fun starts right behind the kitchen, and she circles it. And she says they'll be passing around tithes the entire time. Once a tithe sort of plate is full, it goes back through the kitchen and into the treasury. And she circles it. And she's like, that's where you'll find what we're looking for. But breaking into a treasury is sort of one of your specialties, is it not, Gwen?
Yes, a little bit. I'm a little rusty, but hopefully I'll be okay.
Oh, well, we'll see if... we'll see if you can keep up tonight, then. We'll see if you still got it.
Yeah, maybe.
It's okay, Gwen. I'm here if things go south, and God knows I'm really experienced here, so don't worry.
I feel so relieved in the incredible, capable hands of Kara Canova and Phoebe Valpip.
Mm-hmm.
Truly a gift that Gwen has brought us. You're all standing at this table, and Xanth goes, all right, next year we'll go look over some dossiers. I don't know, this thieves team, she looks a bit green, so you should maybe talk about thieving, right?
Sure, yes.
Okay, great. And so Xanth and Nyx wander off again. Look at them go. And
they have to be. I mean, like, what did... I said they're definitely...
I don't know. It's like,
right?
It's weird in my head. I don't know.
We're gonna find out.
We need to get to the bottom of that. For sure.
And then Kara's like, do I go with them or do I stay here or where am I supposed to?
I think you can kind of go wherever you want. I mean, eventually you'll be coming and being outside with us, but.
Yeah, I mean, you got a bar to yourself. My cat is here somewhere. God knows where. I just sort of put him in the bar.
Oh, I saw him eating some cheeses, some of the charcuterie cheeses in the kitchen like 10 minutes ago.
Is that good for a cat?
He's on keto. It's fine. It's supposed to be.
Keto diet over a cat. The keto diet.
Great. Anyways, the podcast is over.
You're welcome, Molly.
Thank you.
Just laughing your ass off. Yeah, so I'm realizing, like, I don't really have anything that's, like, other than just, like, walk in and start taking shit. Like, I don't really have, like, abilities that are, like, good for thieving. We're not, neither one of us are. Have you ever stolen anything, Phoebes?
Yes, from some goblins that were already dead.
Okay, so these people will be alive. That's one difference.
Big difference. I'm very nervous. I know I talk a big game, but we're getting up to it. And again, the goblins are already dead. They didn't even have anything cool.
It's a, you're gonna orb. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. I think that this will mostly, I mean, we'll have to get in there and really understand what is going on. But I mean, we could do the old, you know, be in the party and just sort of try to charm our way back to where the money is, or we could do one of the old disguise ourselves as one of the workers there, maybe, and pocket silently as we're supposed to be, you know, quote unquote, counting the money. I don't know. Is there a method you prefer to do?
I mean, one without any murder is preferable.
I think the only person dying is the Earl, unless someone, you know, gets in our way or catches us, and we can take care of them without alerting an entire building of people, but I mean, I'm not trying to kill anyone.
It's behind the kitchen, right? The treasury, I think, is what Xanth said. So.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of ways we can...
I point on the table. The crude chalk drawing.
I'm sure we can finagle our way into the kitchen at least and just kind of go from there, hopefully.
Yeah.
I like charming the way through the party, but if we have to, maybe we can dress up.
Are you
up
good
as
at disguise and things?
I mean, well, just I'm good at lying. I go,
like this, and I sort of like David Bowie and Labyrinth my orb onto my hand, and I toss it up. And it's almost like Phoebe's, like, eyes follow the orb. And then when it lands back in my hand, I'm, like, disguised as, like, what I think a chef... Like just, like, a normal chef. Like, it's, like, that outfit has appeared in place of my dress. And, like, I have, like, a hat on and everything. And my hair's up. I look a little bit different. It's a disguise self. It's my one of my mask of many faces thing. And I can just do it at will. And I just say things like that.
I can't do that, but, I mean, no, but that's incredible. I can dress a certain way or act a certain way. I do have +7 to persuasion and deception, so I'm very good at lying and talking.
You're
to
great
people.
At lying. Maybe, yeah, I could, yeah, yeah. What if you own this kitchen? So. What if that's our story? You're like, hey, yeah. I own this kitchen. I'm coming in.
I'm the assistant manager.
Also, yeah, I snap my orb away, and then it's like the outfit kind of like, it's almost like the outfit liquefies and falls to the ground, and it's just nothing, and it's back to my normal outfit.
That's insane. You're so good at everything, Gwen. That's really
cool. You see Kara roll her eyes as she's just hanging out like a few feet away. She's just like,
I look
eating
at
like bar crackers, just like.
I look at Kara and I say, oh, come on, darling. This isn't nothing. This isn't anything you haven't seen before.
No, I'm used to this. I'm very, very used to this. As she pops another cracker in her mouth.
Oh my God, that's some scorched earth. What did you do?
I don't know
what
is
did
the
you
thing.
Do?
I don't know is the thing.
We haven't decided yet is the problem.
I don't know what
we
I
just
think.
Know it's bad.
Apparently.
I can't put on disguises, but I'm really good at talking to people, at least, because they don't expect that I will steal from them because of my height and my face and everything about me, basically.
So we're gonna try to charm our way back into the kitchen and then see if we can get anywhere.
That's the soundest plan I've ever heard, I think.
Oh,
I just had an idea. What if I disguise myself as someone who works there and we find one of those little carts where they are moving little fucking food around and you just get underneath it. You get in the inside of it and I just push you into the kitchen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes,
okay, yes. Okay.
Oh, we're doing it, we're doing it.
I picked up this gorgeous dress. No one's going to see it, but it's okay. We're gonna...
Exactly. Then we'll buy more.
We'll buy more clothes, yes.
Perfect. So, yes, everyone sort of gets a... I almost said zooted up. Everyone gets suited up.
And then, yeah, once I think I...
pass the bond around before every mission to get zooted up beforehand.
So I have thieves' tools. I'm proficient in them. So I, okay. That's also, I say I theoretically can also, you know, pick any locks or safes we come across. I was just double checking that I was proficient because I thought I was, and I was.
Hell yes.
Hell okay. Yeah.
So everyone sort of gets suited up.
I'm going to wait till I get there, get a little closer, and then see what maybe like the staff is wearing before I like disguise myself in like an outfit that they would be wearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So. Everyone sort of gets ready to go. You see, Xanth has makes, she's just sitting and like filing her nails as she watches it, but she makes Nyx load like half of the open bar into your carriage. She's, oh my God. She goes, if we're traveling, we're traveling. And,
I mean, yeah,
we need supplies. And, so that happens. And that's like the last thing you do before you all pack up and head out. Yes, you see, as you're heading over, it's Kara has opted to drive, and so in the back is Nyx, Xanth, Phoebe, Cobbler, and Gwen.
Oh, God.
You see, Nyx, like, yeah. Sneezes. Nyx, like, sneezes because he's allergic to Cobbler. And so you guys, like, open the window. Yeah, Xanth ruthlessly makes fun of him for the entire time for being allergic to cats. He's kind of sad.
Now it's like even if they're not fucking, every interaction they have, Guinevere is like fully. Are like, they? Yeah, she's fully like, like fucking Kill Bill. Like
occasionally, occasionally, Xanth will open the window, and every time she starts a sentence, she goes, "Capable hands, Kara." That's how she starts each one of her sentences.
Capable hands, Kara.
Capable hands, Kara. It's left up here. And so that's how she gives her instructions to Kara to get to the chateau. And Xanth is sort of talking about it as you guys pull up. She says, yeah, it's right on the edge of this apple orchard, which then I guess feeds into the rosewoods or something. Part of their fucking money-making business is they have a small cidery. So I don't know if you pick up any ciders, please. That sounds nice. We can get some of those on the road. We can mix it with some whiskey. Have a really good night.
Oh, you can like apple cider?
Yes.
All right, Phoebe's in. We'll put it in. We'll put it on the list of things to
to grab.
Procure. I've heard that the items that he brought this year, he's been doing a lot of bragging. He says that they've been the best in many years. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I think one of the things it's most certainly means is to not take any of the items that'll be at the auction at face value. I think we'd be very lucky if we walked away with any of them. And that's sort of like the last thing we hear before we cut to pulling up to the estate of Earl. Are you ready to hear his name? Are you ready?
Yeah,
are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you
ready?
Are you
ready? Ready. Yeah.
His name is Earl Roth Early. His name is Earl Early. You're pulling up to the Early
Christ estate.
Hell.
So you're heading up to the Early estate, the Earl's personal chateau, his home. You do see many beautiful apple trees as you're sort of riding up. You know, you could like open the window and reach a long arm out if you're not like short Phoebe arms and like grab an apple on your way over. Phoebe could not reach. Someone else could reach is what I'll...
Yeah, I'll reach up and grab an apple for Phoebe.
Gwen, thank you. You're just the best.
Of course. Thank you, darling. You're way too nice to me, but I will never say no. I love it when people are nice to me.
That was some charged eye contact that I just saw
from
one of those parties.
Phoebe just raises her eyebrow and just takes a bite out of the apple and doesn't say anything.
You hear Xanth quietly laughing under her breath as you all continue to pull up to the chateau. It's a very nice chateau. It's like two stories.
It looks like it's trying to maintain like a view that's like, we're humble, but also look at our two-story estate. Our fountain Classic. At the front is humble because there's also a tree next to it. Don't you understand? We've done cobblestone instead of marble because we're like the people. Don't you get it? Is sort of like the aesthetic of this chateau that you're pulling up to. It's rustic. It's rugged. It's clearly been lived in by people who have never used their hands to work in their life. in all sort of aspects. You see a few people pulling out, also in like nice black tie attire. However, it's kind of like, you know, you're not going to see the people that you see at a Burnfort high society event, right? This is clearly sort of like an average town, and these are like the rich people of this average town. There's not like, if you do see a super powerful person, I think like when you guys are pulling up, you see like someone who does step out in like rich people clothing, and like that it's like one person, and you're immediately like, oh, you're right, this is sort of like everyone's in sort of Macy's clothing compared to this one person who's bought something like off the catwalk, sort of like that difference. As you're coming in, I wish that there was a less terrible metaphor to describe that, but that's what I've gone with. Macy's and catwalk. Great. Best dungeon master of your lives. As you pull up. Thank you. And so you all get out. Kara says, all right, if the place is on fire, I'll assume it's you. And she just sort of goes and takes the carriage and parks it somewhere probably. Else.
Thank you, Kara.
Well, before we get out of the carriage, do I see anyone working? Because I want to like try to disguise before I get out of the carriage, so I have some sort of
roll
hiding
a
place.
Perception check.
Rolling a dice?
Yes.
In my Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes.
Oh, I have -2. I have a 7 wisdom. Don't know how the fuck that happened.
Oh, a 7 wisdom. Oh, boy.
That's going to be a 9.
A 9.
I'm very intelligent, apparently. I don't know what... I haven't played her in a while. My intelligence is banging, but my wisdom is fucking bits.
You immediately get very confused because there are, like, guards. There are, like, two guards standing out in front. But, like, the person who's, like, checking invites, who you would usually expect to be in, like, the matching, like, waiter wear that everyone inside is wearing, is just wearing, like... a ball gown. She's just wearing like a dress as you're sort of walking up.
Then I'll have to wait to get in there to see what they're wearing. All right.
Before Kara pulls away, can I be like, just if do you want us to like steal a little cider for you if we can? Or like, I don't know if you
do
like
you want
that,
anything?
But I just
do you want a drink?
Like, I just feel bad you drove us here and you've, you know, I just wish I could like bring you something to make it better.
Oh my
so
gosh.
You're not...
No, that's really thoughtful of you. I guess. Yes, some cider would be nice. If you see anything that would be helpful for building an airship, that would also be pretty nice, because we don't have anything to do that right now.
I'm right here. It's all I care about is that fucking airship. I'm so excited.
Phoebe, if we're being perfectly honest, I am fully intending to drink all of that booze that they just spent 20 minutes loading into the car. So I'll have a pretty okay night. But if at any time you get tired of that life, you are welcome to come drink out here with me.
That's not a bad offer. Okay, it's good to know.
All right.
Thank you.
Have fun.
I will.
make out.
I love how just dating sim for everyone this is. This is a dating
Literally,
sim for every NPC.
Dungeons and Everything Nice has turned into a dating sim. And whenever I say that in front of people who listen to this show, they all say, it's when you came around. And so I'm like, okay.
Mackenzie.
I came in and then the show got very, like, romantic, I guess.
Just inject that horny energy straight into the podcast.
Hey, it's romance. It's not all about sex. Sorry. It's fucking sweet, soft romance, baby.
You're pulling up to the estate. Everyone's being like, given a glass of the specialty cider on their way in. You see Xanth just, like, effortlessly produces these invitations and just hands them off without a second care in the world. You notice that, like, when Xanth comes in, there's sort of a magnetism to her that you see a lot of people are, like, looking at her and just sort of... And so it allows you to sneak sort of quietly behind her. She carries a very commanding energy with her. And poor Nyx, like, so his arm is around her because they're obviously pretending to be, like, canoodling.
Pretending?
Sort of,
that's sort of their pretending?
Oh, my God. They're pretending or not? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
I can't believe I leave for a year and then they hook up out of nowhere.
Was it out of nowhere?
They've had years and they've never done anything. It's weird.
But the face he's chosen is so boring that it almost amplifies how magnetic she is. And so, yes, she's very much, like, captured everyone in an instance.
Really, this is, like, most hetero relationships. Then there's, like, one, like, dome man, and then there's, like, a beautiful woman.
I've never been more right.
I mean, Nyx can be whatever he wants. He can be any gender, any look, anything he ever wants to be.
He's cosplaying.
He's cosplaying as a boring guy because I feel like he is a beautiful man. I love him. He's my son.
He's just making himself dull to make her more radiant. Oh, that's beautiful. Anyways, I'm crying.
I love him. He's wonderful. I love him. I made a man I love in this economy. More likely than you think.
Who would have thought? you guys head in and you are brought to sort of the party area. It's not, like, really a ballroom, but they call it a ballroom so that they sound like people who own a ballroom. It's just a very, very large room with a chandelier in it. You see there's, like, a 5-piece orchestra in the corner sort of doing their thing. The dancing hasn't really started yet, though. It's sort of the mingling hours. I would like everyone... You have already failed a religion check. Sorry, you've already failed your perception check. I want you to roll a history check, Gwen, and I'd like you to roll a perception check, Phoebe.
See, I'm actually good at history. Cool. That's the weird thing. My intelligence is popping. Don't know how that happened.
14.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to be a 22.
All right. Ow. Then I will explain the scene before you. My fucking eyes. There are several things to take in sort of about the operation of how this charity gala is going. There is a sort of podium off kind of by near the orchestra of someone who would obviously be like, when the auctioning is going to start, that's where it's going to be called from. You notice that when everyone walks inside, they're given like a paper fan to hold up. If you ever choose to bid. So you're all given one as well. You all now have these paper bids in your hands. And in the room, there are... Sorry, I needed to make sure I did my numbers right. In this room, there are 6 podiums, which all hold glass cases on top that all hold particularly wondrous items in them. You see... The first one that you walk towards as you're sort of walking in is a smaller glass case. It has it's a pair of brooches that are connected by a small gold strand, and either one of the brooches have a shield on them. And so there are these 2 shields connected by this small golden strand. As you're walking down, you walk by this even smaller glass case that just has a 1-inch metal cube in it, and you sort of look at the piece of paper that that's like by it, and all it says is Darren's Instant Fortress. You walk to
I want all of these items.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I have to say it again. It's Darren's entrance, not Darren. Such an idiot.
Darren.
Darren's
entrance. It's Darren. How's Darren's place?
Oh, no, that's not right.
Dougie's little house.
And it's just a small placard that says Darren's Instant Fortress. The last one on this row is a very large glass case because... In it is like a 4-foot tall antique mirror. And this antique mirror has this silver lining all around it and these emerald jewels all emblazoned in it. And then sort of in the center at the very top is a silver skull sort of embedded into it, this giant mirror as you gaze into it. As you gaze into it, nothing happens as you gaze into it. You would think that it's just a normal mirror. And then you're sort of walking around to tour the sort of other aisle of things. And as you're walking around, and Phoebe, you're sort of the one who's mostly taking the items in. Because Gwen, you are too busy looking at the fact that there are not only collection plates going around. So there are collection plates going around. And those just seem to be like general workers who are collecting them. They're in like a very standard like black vest with tie. But you notice that they'll come and they'll like dump it into this sort of collection bin that is on the stereotypical pulling cart that we were talking about before.
Yes.
But they are always accompanied by someone who is in a vest and a red tie. The red tie on it has a gold sigil of a lily on it. And Gwen, you recognize that as a merc company that you have had a run-in with on more than one occasion. Sometimes you guys have competed to take jobs. So these are the Modri mercs, is sort of you call them. And they're the ones who are dealing with the money as they're passing back and forth. And you also notice that two people who are in that red tie are just sort of lounging behind Earl Early, who is a boisterous man dressed in a picturesque, bright spring green suit with a red apple pin on his blazer. You hear him, he keeps going, "And we do it for the teeth! We do it for the teeth! Ah, yes, yes, we're collecting for goods, we're doing it for the teeth!" As he sort of, and you see his wife is just drinking behind him. She's in actually fashionable clothing. She's a great deal younger than him. We're beginning to understand this aesthetic of the situation.
Like tugs Gwen. It's just like just real quick, just to whisper, like, for my first time on like a murder mission, I have like never been more okay with like this decision to get this person because wow. This guy sucks shit.
I'm glad that approve, Phoebe.
and you say that as you sort of walk around to the second aisle, and the first is a medium sized glass case. It's got a gold necklace, a very gaudy gold necklace. It has these 8 red beads hanging from it. As you continue walking down, you see a folding fan with an intricate depiction of cherry blossoms blowing in the breeze. And then finally, as you're walking by, you see a folded spyglass, but the cover has been taken off of it. And on the glass of the spyglass, a closed eye has been etched onto it.